Lyon is a great city to visit in France for those who are concerned about the high prices of food, accommodation and sights in Paris. Lyon is the third largest city in France and has a vibrant arts and food scene. Lyon has 15 Michelin star restaurants and is the home of the legendary chef Paul Bocuse, who passed away in 2018. It is also an incredibly walkable city with many tourist attractions concentrated in a relatively small area. Instead of flying into Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, consider flying to Lyon-Saint-Exupéry Airport, which is much smaller but still has many international flights that land there. From Lyon, you can take a high-speed train to Paris and get there in just under 2 hours. Lyon has some magnificent hotels where you can get better value compared to the same quality of hotels in Paris. The Intercontinental Lyon, Hotel Dieu is centrally located and a 10-minute walk to the old town of Lyon, Vieux-Lyon. It opened in 2019 and was previously the site of a major hospital in Lyon. Now it is an entertainment district complete with shops and restaurants. The Villa Maya Hotel is located high up on Fourvière Hill. From the hotel, you get sweeping views of Vieux-Lyon. Check my reviews of Hotel Dieu and Villa Maya Hotel. So many things to do in Lyon won't cost you any money. To get your bearings, I would recommend taking the Lyon free walking tour with Paul. I took both of his free walking tours, but I found the free tour of Vieux-Lyon really great. It is a free tour, but tips at the end of the tour are appreciated by Paul. While in Vieux-Lyon, discover and get lost in the Triboules. Triboules are secret passageways in Lyon used by silk workers in the 19th century to transport clothes and other textiles through the city while remaining sheltered. Some triboules lead into beautiful courtyards. There are literally hundreds of triboules in Lyon, but the most famous is the Long Triboule. You can also wander Lyon to view over 150 outdoor murals painted on the sides of buildings. Some are incredibly realistic. A famous mural that is walkable from the city center is the Fresque Lyonnais, which depicts famous people inside the building. Another famous mural, which is a bit farther away, is the Wall of Canuts, which depicts a staircase leading up to an entire district. We cannot forget about the food in Lyon. Lyon is famous for bouchons, French versions of bars or pubs serving local specialty dishes where all parts of an animal are used in dishes. One of the most famous is Café Comptoir Abel, which I reviewed here. Try getting a reservation at Paul Bocuse Gastronomique Restaurant, a 2-star Michelin restaurant that you need to book at least 8 to 12 months in advance. It is really a once-in-a-lifetime experience. For a more comprehensive discussion of what to do and what to eat in Lyon, check my YouTube channel. For this article's wine recommendation, I am venturing to Spain and a great value wine produced by La Liga de Enólogos, a group of young winemakers who transcend traditional winemaking rules and just want to make great drinking wines. Their 2021 La Gran Nacha is a fun and pleasing blend of 70% Garnacha Tintorera and 30% Syrah. Reduced this month at BC liquor stores from $17.99 to $14.99, it is worth a try. Until next time, happy drinking.